right, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to One-on-One with the Pro. Casey Williams is with us here from Green Country Village. And how are we doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, you know what? I've forgotten what you look like. We hadn't seen you for a couple of months.
Well, you've seen me from the eyes and above. Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. So, you know, things are starting to feel a little more normal, but we're still taking all the safety precautions.
Of course.
Inside Green Country Village. But, you know, I feel comfortable with my vaccine. So I'm there's my nose and mouth.
There you go. Yeah. Well, super. Well, you know, we're letting the sun shine in, as they say.
I was going to say.
A lot of people are coming and going, too, safely.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes, and I was going to tell you about our Memorial Day picnic.
How did that go?
Oh, it was so much fun. We had more than 200 people there. Of course, the rain, we couldn't do it outside, but fortunately, our community is large enough to have a big party inside and in assisted living and memory care with friends and family and ribs and pork and chicken. So in games, you know, cornhole and bowling and all sorts of things. So it was really a lot of fun, and the residents and their families and friends just had a blast.
I imagine there's a little pent up cabin fever, and that was just a nice release valve.
It's been our first big event. We've been able to do things internally for a long time, but now we were ready to invite people in. So
sweet,
lots of fun. You were asking about something that we did a couple of years ago.
Yes, first gear.
Car show.
Second gear.
Cars for
gear. There we go.
Cars for a cause. We are going to do it this year. We were unable to do it last year, obviously. And right now, our tentative date is October 2nd, I believe, is the Saturday. Whatever that Saturday is of October, 2nd or 3rd. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's very preliminary. That's our tentative date, but we're ready to see all those cool cars and motorcycles and trucks and all the neat people that came to support us for Alzheimer awareness and for the Alzheimer's Association.
Yeah, that was really a sweet day. It started out kind of chilly, but boy, that sunshine came out, and so did the people. We had folks who probably never really knew what was beyond the driveway till they pulled in the driveway and said, wow, look at these cars. And it was a great way to introduce folks to you who just kind of drive by. Mm-hmm. And of course, the residents loved it.
It was so much fun. And I'm going to tell you, that car show group, the people that bring the cars and register and help financially.
Smooth.
Yeah, so supportive. Yeah. And they were so helpful and kind, because this was our first car show and we were really wanting it to, you know, go well. And so we just appreciated the support of the car show folks. And so we're hoping to have a lot more this time.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yes.
This is going to be great. I'm putting that on the calendar. We came to the first one and really had a good time with it, and I'm looking forward to this one, too. And, folks, if you haven't been, just make it a day. It's good.
We're going to be having food available, snacks available, drinks available. I'm sure we'll have games and fun things for the kids to do. Of course, we'll have some information booths about cognitive, Alzheimer's, dementia, that kind of stuff. Some educational materials for anyone that's interested in that part. The proceeds go to supporting Alzheimer's Association as well as, since we have a memory care, some of the activities and programming that we will do in our memory care. So it's a wonderful way to support our residents, but also have a great time.
Indeed. Now, when you were talking about things opening up and what have you, you're getting more visitors, aren't you?
Oh, it's visitors, people wanting to move in.
Yes.
Really excited to be with other people, people that you know need support in assisted living or memory care. Mm-hmm. But boy, it has been a busy couple of weeks, and now that summer's come, you know, people are ready to get out and about.
Oh, they are. They so are. And also, like you said, people are moving in, and folks who may have been kind of sitting on the fence a little bit, saying, you know, the house is a little too much. I don't know, the virus going around. Now they can come in and take a look for themselves if they didn't want to be on the computer.
Right.
Ask a few more questions, sure, and get a little bit more comfortable with the decision they're about to make.
You're right, Tom. And I think, like you said, that marketing tool of us being online and mm-hmm. doing tours was so great.
It did.
And it's a great first step, but you're right. People want to come in. They want to taste our food. They want to meet our residents. They want to see the apartments. So that's been really busy. And they're feeling safer about doing it as well. So it's just been a great time to meet wonderful people.
Uh-huh. Now, I understand that the ice cream truck was such a big hit. Is that going to continue?
It's going to continue, or we're going to have mutiny.
well, I think that is a yes.
Yes. I will say that the residents just love it. They are, you know, it's just a nice treat and a nice break. Mm-hmm. It's a great way for us to interact individually.
Sure.
We could have it in one main area for everyone to come and see, but Tyler and Jerry, our life enrichment team, they go door to door.
They have a ball doing this.
And they have a ball. And it's just a great way to interact with our mm-hmm. residents individually and also have a nice sweet treat at the time.
And, you know, that was something we had your maintenance director. Mm-hmm. And he said that he helped out on the truck once.
Oh, yes.
He said that was a ball. That was a blast.
Yep. Terry Miller, uh-huh. he's our plant director, mm-hmm. and he's been around Bartlesville. Everyone probably knows him.
Oh, yeah.
and so he'll jump in to do anything. But he's also a great support for our grounds. They look absolutely stunning.
They
right
do.
Now. Because of all the rain, mm-hmm. But our flowers are budding. We've, you know, been doing landscaping. So it's been, you know, it's just spring has sprung, and it's just kind of a nice way. I think it's how we all feel. We've been, you know, under the frozen ground for a while with the buds were coming out, and now the flowers are out, and that's kind of how we're all feeling now as well.
Well, Casey, I got to tell you, you got a beautiful setting there. It's nestled right there off Highway 75 and Swan Drive, right there actually across from Walmart, but you would never know it because you really can't hear the traffic from where you are.
Mm-mm.
But it's close enough, you know, you get your meds, you get your food, you get whatever you want, clothes, whatever, you know, and then get on back home where it's nice and quiet and peaceful mm-hmm. and serene and very scenic, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people it's in the middle of everything, but it's away from everything at
yes.
the same time. So two can be the correct at this.
Yes. And, you know, with 26 acres, we've got a nice couple of ponds back there. The trees, you know, help
nice
with that noise.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. And one thing that with opening up, we're scheduling, quote, field trips now. We used to take residents to Walmart twice a week, and mm-hmm. we were unable to do that. So we were doing the shopping on behalf of the residents. Mm-hmm. But now they're getting to go there. They're planning lunch trips, museum trips, just driving around and going to Sonic trips, because we offer transportation
yeah.
for those who choose not to drive or are no longer driving. Mm-hmm. So they have that that freedom
access,
and that independence
yeah.
of getting out and about without relying on a family member or a friend to take them anywhere.
You know, sometimes just a little trip to Sonic can make the difference of your whole week.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
And people don't really understand that until, you know, they have to understand that, and it's pretty darn cool, you know?
Well, one thing that I hear over and over is, I don't want to lose my independence by living in a senior living community.
And you don't have to.
Well, I think that you gain independence because you're not getting you're not calling in anybody to mow your yard.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to clean your house or call in someone and arrange all that.
Mm-hmm.
If your light bulb goes out, we'll change it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get to do what you want to do.
You're freed up.
Yep, you're freed up from that stuff. And so you can lock the door and go to an activity, go on a field trip, go see your kids or your friends, do whatever you want to do. But then we'll take care of your home. Don't worry about that. So that is what I want to say is you're gaining independence, mm-hmm. not losing it.
You have such the dining room. And
mm-hmm.
I am telling you, there are restaurant people who say, how do they pull this off? Mm-hmm. And your chefs are great. They're just great.
They are. And we have a wonderful group of servers that a lot of the servers, especially during the summer, are high school or college students. Mm-hmm. And a lot are, you know, working adults. But one of the things that I like to see is the interaction of our residents, especially with the younger set. I think it's especially when either their grandchildren don't live in Bartlesville or the teens and 20s don't have grandparents around. It's just beautiful relationships that I love to see.
And what people don't really realize is that there might be an age difference, but that's just an age thing.
It's just a number, right?
Because what happens is when the conversations start, you realize that everything's good.
Yep.
Everything's relatable. Yep. It's all fine.
Oh, it's just been wonderful. We are going to have a big event June 17th, and it'll be on our Facebook page as well as our website. And a lot of people will be getting invitations in the mail. It's called a Tastin' Tour. And what it is we're going to do a short little program and then open up several of our apartments with food in each apartment, because if we feed you, you will come. And if you build it, they will
scientifically
come.
Scientifically proven.
It is. And so we invite anyone that's just even beginning to think about senior living, or for your parents or a spouse or a loved one, come join us. We'll do a short presentation, and then there will be apartments open for you to tour at your own leisure, but also snack and visit with some residents, visit with some of our management team to see really what we have to offer. So keep your eyes on our Facebook page. It's just Green Country Village. And on our website, which is www.greencountryvillage.com. You can call us at 335-2086, and we would just love to sign you up for that fun event. I think it'll be really fun.
Oh, that is truly cool. So, by the way, are the staycations coming back?
The staycation is open again. Yay. So that is an opportunity for prospective residents to come stay in our independent living apartment free of charge for a few days. Our resident ambassadors host that prospective resident, because I haven't lived there. So I'm not the one that would tell them how they decided to move in. How did they downsize? You know, the housing market is so hot right now that people are getting multiple offers on their house as is. And so this is a time, especially for seniors that get overwhelmed thinking, I've got a lot to do on their
cash
my house.
In.
It's time. It's time. And there are, you know, there are all sorts of groups that can help you downsize and, you know, do sales for you. So, you know, I'm happy to give you any of that information.
All right. And once again, the phone number?
It is 918-335-2086.
And the website?
www.greencountryvillage.com.
And you know something? Our seniors are so adept at the computer these days. They're just scaring their grandkids because they say, look, no. I got it.
I got it. Or did you see me on Facebook or on Twitter or on Instagram?
Yes, I did. How did you get there? It's easy.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
That is just really a great story. And it's great to hear that things are all bright, sunny, and opening up. And folks are having even more fun out there at Green Country Village Senior Living Community. Yes. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank
it's always
so
a
much.
Pleasure having
I
you on board.
I always enjoy visiting with you.
All righty. We've got more coming up.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.